Sometimes the road will be difficult. The word tells us that. It also says that there's blessing for those who dare to believe God will fulfill his promises.
That's what we're talking about today. And as always, we're taking your calls live. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
Welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. Praise God. I love saying that, you guys. You don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call with any requests that you have. Today, we're going through a portion of the word found in Luke chapter 1. We'll be touching on verses 44 and 45, but first, we'd like to invite you to give us a call.
Now is the time, prayer family. We have a Lord who is present and is inclining his ear today.
Yes.
He wants to hear from you and about you. So let's participate in relationship with him and offer our hearts and attention in prayer. We're waiting to hear from you. Our lines are open. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. And our friends outside of U.S., you can dial 859-777-PRAY. And we'd like to begin our program with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we understand you today, and by your grace, by the end of the program, that you are a God that fulfills promises. And so, Lord, we ask that you would abide with us today. Thank you so much for our Let's Pray family. And we pray, Lord, that miracles would take place today, deliverance, healing, understanding, and ultimately a closer walk with you would happen because of us gathering together to praise you and to lift our request to you. Thank you for what you'll do in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I love that word gather.
Yeah.
We posted it on our Instagram Let's Pray page. Folks, you can find it at Let's Pray Live on Instagram. And it's just the word gather. And it's just something about the thought of throwing our arms around each other and saying, let's take it to our Father together. Amen.
That's right, Susan. And I know that there are so many. There are 7.5 billion people on the planet, yet so many individuals feel so alone. And it would just be wonderful to know that thousands, if not millions of individuals would gather together on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. or whatever they are, wherever they are, and come to pray and talk about the goodness of God and to share their burdens as well.
That's right. It really helps us not to feel alone when we do talk about what's going on. And, you know, somebody, I think, that understands kind of what it felt like to be alone or in her own circumstances is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Last week, we left Mary right after she was told by an angel that she was going to give birth unconventionally and that she was going to be giving birth to King Jesus himself. And her response by God's grace was this in Luke chapter 1, verse 38. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. Wow. I mean, wow, what a response. And next we find her, she's visiting family. She's greeted with what's going to be our focus for today. Luke chapter 1, verse 44 through 45. And it says, as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her.
Yeah.
Wow. A statement of faith and obedience, and then an affirmation, a celebration from someone saying, listen, blessed are you for believing that the Lord would fulfill his promises to you.
That's it. And I've been just ruminating on this idea of the presence of God and the presence of joy. Mm-hmm. That when baby Jesus came near to Mary's cousin and John in the womb, that he leapt for joy because he felt the presence of the Almighty God. And we have that opportunity today. He's not far from us. Mm-hmm. And so we have an opportunity to be beneficiaries of his joy, of his promises, and therefore have the same joy that Mary's cousin and John the Baptist had in utero. So
us.
What an awesome thing.
It's such an amazing thing that happens in the presence of our Lord. Amen.
Amen. So friends, maybe right now you need prayer that will fulfill His promises to you. You might be facing some very difficult things and need prayer. This is the place where you don't have to pray alone. Maybe you want to share gratitude because He has already done so much for you. Give us a call today. Someone needs the encouragement to know that they aren't the only one struggling and that God still answers prayer.
That is right, folks. We are in this together, family. Go ahead and give us a call. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number. And if you're wondering if you should call, the answer is yes. We have volunteers that are ready and waiting to hear from you as well as us. We take your calls live and we'll pray for you right here. That number again is 877-7-LET'S-PRAY.
Yeah. So, you know, Season, as we wait for individuals to call in, you know, just speaking about the promises of God, I know that we go through things often, and yet we have that reassurance, and maybe sometimes we don't feel it, that God's promises are for us. And that's what we hang on to when we're going through tough times.
A lot of times, and you mentioned the joy. And I know that sometimes when folks say, you know, you can be in His presence and feel joy. But then if I'm not feeling joy, right, it feels like a condemnation to me. Like, yeah, oh, I must be doing it wrong.
No.
I'm not doing it right. But that's what this hour is about. Stopping for a moment, really focusing on the Lord, who He is, what He's already done. Because I guarantee just the cross itself, if we really stop to contemplate who He is and what He's done, there seems to be a light in the shadow that starts to show up. So often in the Psalms, you hear a very real David or another psalmist talking about how they feel. It's very real, like it is for all of us. Yeah. But then there's a pivot point where the psalmist turns and begins to remember. So if you are looking for that joy and you're not quite in it yet, don't feel condemned. Don't let the enemy shame you there. Just stop and start to participate with the Lord and His word and this prayer.
That's it. And, you know, speaking of going through it, we actually have someone by the name of Rudy who has called in before. Recently, Rudy gave us a call, and this is what he had to say.
Rudy, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
I'm asking for, I need God's will for my relationship with my girlfriend.
Amen. That's straightforward and to the point, and I believe that it's you're seeking to honor the Lord. Any specific area or just the relationship in general, wanting the Father to guide you to? You there, Rudy?
My mom doesn't like the girl that I'm with.
Oh, I see. I see.
So
thank
I'm
you.
Asking for God's direction to see if He wants me to be with the girl or not.
I understand. Okay. Thank you for being clear and for being honest. It's not always easy to let folks into the realities of our lives, but I want to commend you on letting us know just a little bit more. This is a community that you can trust with your heart, and we want you to know that. We're going to be praying for you, Rudy. Are there any other requests? Should we lift up your mom as well?
Yeah, my mom had open heart surgery.
Okay.
So all right. Pray that God straightens her heart.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Would you mind sharing just your mom's first name?
Her name is Leanne.
Leanne. And may I ask your girlfriend just her first name, please?
Katrina.
Katrina, thank you so much, Rudy. We sure are glad to hear from you. Please be encouraged to know that you're attached to a global community of prayer. So there are literally thousands of people that are hearing your heart, that are saying, yeah, me too, I'm in a similar situation, or brother, I'm going to lift you up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. So I believe we have Rudy on the line, but we're going to talk to you in just a second, Rudy. So hang on with us. And, you know, and folks, speaking of this, we had the original call from Rudy, and then we were able to catch up with him earlier this week, and he gave us a quick update. Let's take a listen.
How is everything going with your girlfriend right now?
At the beginning of it, me and her were fighting. God is doing a work in our life, and God has blessed me with a future wife.
Amen. So you guys are engaged now?
We're going to be engaged in 4 months. She already knows, but I'm doing a scavenger hunt with her.
Amazing. Congratulations. You also mentioned that you had some issues with your mom regarding your relationship? How is she doing now?
My mom backed off, and my mom seems to like her now.
You also mentioned that you were also becoming a pastor. How did that come about?
I was serving at a church. Back then, when I grew up, I went to Calvary Chapel, and the Calvary Chapel pastor said, "Hey, Rudy, I see a future of you being a pastor." And God, they laid hands on me and said, "Hey, you know what? If you want to become a pastor, I'll pray for you." And they prayed about it. And then all of a sudden, I was listening to God's voice. He kept telling me, "All right, it's time to be a pastor. So that's how it happened.
When are you going to take over the ministry? How is that going to work?
The pastor that I'm working under, he's going out of state for 5 weeks. I'm going to take over the church, and then when he gets back, he's going to make me the official pastor of the church.
Amen. What would you tell a person going through difficult times?
To keep your eyes on Jesus and don't take your eyes off the Lord. God is good. God is great. I would go, I want to meet Susan and Mario, and me and Katrina would go. We would go take a trip out there and meet them in person. I'm taking notes because what they do is they say, like, what they're praying for, and I know it in my computer, and I've been praying over them every day.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, that's an amazing change of heart on mom's part. Yeah. I think that Jesus really did an amazing work there. So that's amazing. Rudy, I believe we have you on the line. Welcome back to Let's Pray.
Yes, I am here.
Hey, buddy.
And I have a praise report, and then I got a prayer.
Go for it.
First? Okay, so I did my first service Sunday. And we have 10 people baptized.
Well, praise God. Whoa. Now, do you guys do baptism by full immersion?
Yes, we do.
Praise Jesus for the baptisms. You guys, 10. There was a celebration in heaven. And, you know, I'm really excited, Rudy, that your mom's heart changed. That's a Jesus thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I'm excited to announce that me and Katrina are officially getting married next year.
Next year. Praise God. We are celebrating with you guys. You know, we pray that the Lord continues to draw you in and to teach you more of his word, and that you guys would grow in faith and understanding in the name of Jesus.
And then the prayer request is pray for Gary.
Gary, all right. Oh, no.
Gary.
All right. Gary had a stroke. How long ago did this happen?
About 3 months ago.
3 months ago. So he's still dealing with the aftermath. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's paralyzed on the left side.
Oh, my goodness. So full paralysis, you're telling me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I am sorry to hear that. I know that our community is as well, friends and family. Those of you who are keeping a prayer journal, Gary needs our prayers. And Rudy, how about we pray right now with you guys? Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to hear from Rudy and to hear the excellent news, Lord. Thank you so much for this celebrating this news of engagement, Jesus. And Father, that there have been baptisms in your name, Jesus, and that mom's heart has changed, Jesus. I pray that you would continue to mold and shape that relationship between the three of them, Father, and that you would be glorified in it. And Lord, we want to lift up Gary as well. Jesus, thank you that he is still with us. Father, I pray that you would bless him and keep him as he heals, Lord. We pray for the paralysis to subside. But Jesus, whatever the path that you have him on, Father, we pray that he would be drawn to you in relationship, that he would come to know you as his Lord and Savior if he doesn't already. And Father, that he would know that you are there with him, that you are walking this out with him, because Jesus, your word says that you will never leave us or forsake us. And we can know that for Gary. So Jesus, thank you for what you're already doing on his behalf. We pray for good care. We pray for good diet, anything that can happen, that can help him heal, Father. We pray for all of these things in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks so much for giving us a call, Rudy. We're so grateful to have you part of the community.
Amen.
On the other side of the break, more calls and more prayer. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. See you in a minute.
Welcome back. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. We're waiting to hear from you. It takes just a few seconds to get you set up, so just tell them you'd like to go live. And don't forget that you can stay on track, guys, and keep your prayer requests organized in our Let's Pray prayer journal. To download your copy, you just go to the website, hopetv.org/letspray/prayerjournal, and you'll have one of your very own today.
That's right. And speaking of prayer, mm-hmm. we have Eva calling from Illinois. Eva, so good to hear from you. How can
Hi.
We pray a praise with you today?
Well, my husband's been sick since about the 21st of July and different things going on. And he's still just not doing well. And they had sent him down to another state to do some testing. And he's deafened his left ear, and they're waiting to see what they can do with that. But he has asthma, and I had to take him to emergency the other night, and he also has pneumonia now.
Oh, wow.
So he's really, his name's David, and he really needs prayer. And then my son had just called me, and my daughter-in-law was coming home from her job, and she walks partway, and when she was going around the corner, it had walked, go ahead and walk, you know, it's a big town, and she started across the street, and somebody in a small SUV came around the corner, hit her, sent her flying up in the air, and she's pretty bruised, and they've done all kinds of x-rays, but she needs our prayer. We're worried about her, and her name is Amanda.
Oh, man, Amanda. Okay, that is so horrible to hear. I'm so sorry that that has happened, but we're going to join together in prayer for both your husband, David, and Amanda, as they are in these circumstances. Okay. Eva, thank you so much for calling, and thank you so much for being a part of our family.
Thank you.
So sorry to hear that. That is hard. So our next caller is Wilbert. Wilbert, welcome back, friend. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. How are you doing? I want to continue to pray for Chase.
Yes, I was going to ask.
That the Lord continue to bless himself. And David, and someone saying that he may be kind of, you know, headed towards the Parkinson. I just pray that the Lord will intervene, even though he's up in age, that the Lord, he don't.
Okay, all right, Wilbert. Let me understand. You're saying that there has been some mention of Parkinson's pertaining to your friend David.
Yeah.
Okay.
But just pray that the Lord would continue to intervene and heal him. And,
yeah, amen.
And I just want to pray that the Lord would continue to help me to follow him and just love my fellow man and just continue to guide and lead us and direct our path.
Amen. And direct our paths. Praise God that he guides us. Amen, Wilbert. Amen. All
amen.
Right, buddy. We're going to be lifting you and Chase and David up in just a moment. Thanks for calling us back.
We have Perry on the line. Perry, so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey,
good.
Well, I got some news. My mom is dealing with pneumonia. She came down with it last week.
What is her name?
Her name is Dorothy.
Dorothy, okay.
Yeah, she's 93 years old.
That's right.
And she's also dealing with a valve in the heart. One of them is not opening the way it should, and it's hard for her to breathe. And so she's going to have a cardiologist look at her next month to see what's going on with that. And I have a brother, Phil. He's in the emergency room right now in New Jersey. His blood sugar is over 300.
Okay.
But they got it down to about 240. But he was taking some metformin, which contains with the diabetes. It goes against him because I was taking it for myself, and it irritated my stomach, so I had to stop taking it.
Gotcha.
But that's the cause of what he's going through. His potassium level was low. They got that back up. He's in the emergency room. They don't have a room for him.
Okay.
He's been there for like 19 hours. And so just wanted prayer for him that his A1C was 11.
Okay.
And
wow.
They need to get that down to at least a 6.
Oh, yeah.
And just wanting prayer for the doctors that God will give him wisdom.
Well,
and, you know, helping him.
Perry, this is the international war room, if you've ever seen that movie. We've entered into the prayer closet, and we share this closet with the world. And so we're going to lift your mother and your brother Phil up in prayer. And thank you so much, my brother, for hearing, calling us.
All right.
Amen. Good to hear back. There's a couple of our people in our community that call us back week after week. Guys, we love to hear from you. We know that life doesn't end up in a neat little bow all the time. And so being part of a journey with you really is where our heart is. This is not a one-time thing, although it can be if you'd like, but we would like to be able to journey with you. And don't forget, guys, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live as well. I see you guys, Lelaine and Joy and Lindsay and Janice. We're going to be going over those live requests in just a second. And I want to go to our next caller, Leisha. Leisha, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Hi.
Hi.
I would like to have prayer that I pass my test tomorrow to get my permit for my CDL. And also prayer for healing of my body.
Okay.
And lastly, just prayer for my mother. Her name is Lucetta. I want to pray that God will speak to her, answer her prayers, that she get a closer relationship with God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just want to make sure, Leisha, that I'm hearing you properly. You're getting a permit for your CDL. Is that right?
Yes, I have to take the test tomorrow.
Okay. What time is your test?
Well, I'm at for driving school, so they want us to be up and over there by 6:30 in the morning, but I don't think they open until like maybe 8 o'clock or something.
Okay, so sometime after 8 a.m. you're going to be having this test. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then your mom's name is Lucetta. Is that correct?
It's Lucetta. With a D as in David.
Okay, Lucetta. Okay. Just want to make sure that I heard you properly, dear. All right. So, Leisha, is this the first time you've called us, isn't it? The first time you've been live?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Brave step into the light here. And I know that hearing the things that you are needing prayer for is probably encouraging someone else. Someone else needs to take a test. Somebody else is lifting up their mother. Actually, we just heard someone else lifting up their mother. So thanks for sharing your heart and for being willing to do it live with us. Leisha, is there anything else we can pray for at this time?
Okay. Protection over my brother, Richard and Joshua. And that's it.
Okay, Richard and Joshua?
Yes.
All right. Do you have a cold? I hear your nose. Are you sniffling?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a little cold. I'm going to cover that too in the name of Jesus. Amen. Leisha, thanks for being a part of our community. You're stuck with us now. We're grateful for you. And keep calling us back. We want to know what's going on. We want to celebrate with you when you pass that test, okay?
Amen.
Amen. All right, sister. We'll see you soon.
Yes, we can go ahead and pray.
Go for it.
All right, let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we are thankful to be able to let our requests be known to you and to partner in intercession with our brothers and sisters from around the world. And so we lift up Eva, who has called with her request about David, her husband, who has just battled a number of illnesses, God. Asthma being one, and now pneumonia. And Lord, pneumonia is nothing to play with, but neither is the God that we serve. And so, Lord, we lift David up to you in the name of Jesus and ask that you would put your healing hand on his body, that you would speed up his recovery, Lord, that doctors would be able to figure out what's going on as he's being tested, and they will know how to best treat. And then, Lord, also for Eva's son's friend, Amanda, God, I cannot imagine walking across the street and hit by a car. I believe in even an SUV, and God, and she is bruised, battered, and is in just not well right now, God. But I pray in the name of Jesus that you would visit her room as well. We are thankful that you are omnipresent,
yes,
and that your power and your presence extends to us all, Lord. And so we ask that you would do what you do best and minister to those individuals in their respective circumstances. And then last but not least, Lord, I want to pray for Perry, our brother Perry, who called in. He has his mother, 93 years old, also dealing with pneumonia, God. And also her heart valve is not responding the way that it should, Lord. And so as she goes in for testing, I pray, Lord, that the doctors would be able to see what's going on and treat accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for Perry's faithfulness to his mother. And Lord, I pray that you would uphold him as he is upholding her.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer in Jesus' name. Oh, also, Father, Phil, who's struggling with diabetes, his A1C is high, God. It needs to be down to 6. Lord, I pray that you would step in, that you would show him what he needs to do and show the doctors what they need to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I just want to continue this prayer and thank you, Jesus, that we're even able to speak to you, Lord. It's a privilege. Father, we lift up our dear brother Wilbert to you, Lord. He's continuing to pray for Chase, for you to bless his health, Father, and for David, Jesus. David, there's mention of Parkinson's, Lord, as you well know. Father, we're asking for continued fortitude during this time and healing, Lord. And we're asking that you would surround him, help him to know that he really is not alone and that he's got a good friend like Wilbert who's lifting him up. And as always, Wilbert is asking, Father, for you to help him to follow you and to love you and to lift up his brothers and sisters around him, Jesus. And we're thankful for Wilbert, Jesus. I pray that you would bless him and keep him, Lord, and make your face shine upon him, Lord. Jesus, we're praying for Leisha. She's asking for a blessing during the time where she will be taking her test for her CDL. She's asking for healing for her mother as well, Jesus, and for protection for Richard and Joshua, Jesus. And Lord, she has a bit of a cold. Jesus, she's living life. There's lots of things going on with her like it is with so many of us, Father. And we're asking for you to intervene on her behalf and on behalf of this community, Jesus. And Lord, to help her in a way that only you can, Lord. You know what your will and your purpose is for her life. And so that's what we're praying for, ultimately, Jesus. But Father, we ask for healing for her so that she would not be slowed down, Lord. And we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Amen. Well, if you've just joined us, we're talking about Luke chapter 1, verse 44 and 45. But there's another scripture that we think will benefit us as we pray through the word today.
That's right. It's in Psalm 16:11. It says, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." Amen.
Amen. You know, season, the psalmist is declaring through faith that you make known, oh God, the path of life.
Mm.
And he, once again, there's that presence of that word joy.
Yes.
And maybe one of the emphasis that I want to kind of piggyback off of what you were speaking about, season, and I want to speak to you today, maybe, is that joy is not this euphoric feeling all the time. I think sometimes, season, it's almost synonymous with peace, in that it's not happiness all the time, but there is a peace or an understanding and a calm that we might have in the midst of our circumstances. Sometimes joy manifests itself as an elation, but oftentimes joy is that intangible attribute that we have, that we get from the Father, from the presence of God. Despite our circumstance, right in the midst of our circumstance.
Yeah, it's almost unexplainable. Like, how could you be this or doing well in this scenario? And it's like, just Jesus, you
That's
guys,
it.
It's just Jesus. It's the only way.
Yeah.
Guys, whatever the path, the Lord is able to fulfill his promises to us. And I cannot help but think of this family that I was told about this week. Actually, one of our community members tagged me in a post on Facebook for the Guild family. And I want to say hi to Jerrica and just let you know we're going to be praying for you guys. So here's the story. I saw this beautiful post. I believe it was her grandmother was asking for prayer on behalf of Jerrica's daughter, Aurora. Mm. And is that the most beautiful name? It Aurora. Is. You're so beautiful, honey. She's a small infant, and she's also dealing with a brachial plexus injury. And for those of you who don't know, my son was born and was injured at birth and also has a brachial plexus injury. And I just fulfilled promises, just keep circling this. Know, Jerrica, that Jesus will fulfill his promises, that he has a promise over her life, and that God is going to bring it to fruition, whatever the circumstance, whatever the path that you as a family will have to walk. Know that God is with you. Yeah. He blessed is she who believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. Jesus has a promise for each one of us, you guys. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number to call. We're going to be lifting up Jerrica and Aurora, I believe Dad as well here. I think I saw his name real quick in the Facebook Live post. I'm going to grab his name, Justin. So we're going to be lifting up this dear family in just a moment. But guys, we want to hear from you. Not only can you leave an anonymous request in our online prayer room by going to hopetv.org/letspray and tapping prayer room from the drop-down menu, but we're taking your calls live right now. We just read that Jesus will fill us with joy when we are in his presence, and maybe you need that joy today. Guys, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number. Let's enter into his presence together.
That's right.
Amen.
Man, Susan, you know, I have some prayer requests that I'd like to, that I've kind of written down here. My mother was in a car accident this week. There's been a number of those that have happened to her in the last 5 years or so.
Is she okay?
She's doing all right, but someone sideswiped her and took the mirror off of her car.
Goodness,
trying
that's too
to
close.
Avoid, oncoming traffic. And so she's doing all right, a little shaken. I also want to pray for my brother. And then my father informed me, I have several family members down in Louisiana and even in North Carolina that have cancer and some advanced stages of cancer as well.
So just for the sake of our community, and maybe they're tracking or keeping the prayer requests, tell the community your mom's first name.
Yeah, sure. My mother's name is Patricia, and then my brother's name is Brandon.
Yeah.
And then the other family members, there are so many.
There's multiple, we'll just cover them.
That are dealing with cancer in some form of illness.
I'm
and
so sorry.
We want to lift them up today. I told them that I would lift their name up to our community.
Amen. Amen. I'm sorry your family's going through so much.
Yeah, it's a lot, but
it is a lot, but boy, we serve a mighty God. Amen.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm claiming that this promise is the God that promises fulfills. Things, he fulfills them. So
he sure does. We don't always know what it's going to look like. And like Mario always says, it's not a genie in a bottle kind of Jesus, but he does have promises. And when we're walking in his word and his will, seeking his face, boy, you can be sure that Jesus is doing something good on your behalf, even in the midst of the hard times. Amen.
Right. Amen. Amen. Amen.
So let's go ahead and pray.
Sure.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity to lift up this dear family, Jesus. Thank you for Justin and for Jerrica and Aurora and for Jerry who tagged me, Jesus, and just for their whole community, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would infuse, if that's the right word, Jesus, infuse their scenario, their circumstance with your presence, Lord. Help them to know that they are literally surrounded by people who are praying for them. Thank you for this global community, Father. And I pray that that is an encouragement to them, Lord, and that they're not alone, that they have folks that love them, that don't even know them, that are praying for them and looking out for them and asking you to incline your ear to their needs, Jesus. us. Lord, be with Aurora. I pray, Father, she's not in pain. I pray, Jesus, that you would mend those nerves back together, Lord, that there would be no avulsions, that it would only be shocked nerves or maybe a little stretch, Jesus, but nothing that's pulled out, that she would regain full recovery of her arm, Jesus, from the shoulder to the fingertips in the name of Jesus, Lord. I just, from all this distance away, Lord, I am asking for your presence to be around that child, Lord, that there would be a shocking amount of peace that falls over this family, Father. Not to be dramatic, but Lord, this is hard, and we are all dealing with hard, but Jesus, in your word, it says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and I will add especially the hard things. Lord, you have called us, you have equipped us to walk through these scenarios, Father. Lord, this is real life, and we are thanking you that you are a real Jesus, that you are resurrected, that you are interceding on our behalves, and that you love us, and you have a plan, that none of this is for nothing, Jesus. We thank you for this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Father, I just want to thank you for the privilege of lifting my family up.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for my mother, and I pray, God, that you will continue to be with her as she navigates through getting her car fixed and just recovering from everything that's happened this week. Be with my brother, God. You know what's going on with him. He needs you, and he needs your presence. He needs your power, and he needs to feel your love. And so, God, I pray that you would speak over him, that you would wrap yourself around him, Lord, and that he would be aware of your presence even now in the name of Jesus. And then the several family members that I have that are dealing with advanced stage cancer, God, and different types of cancers, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would minister to them. Let them find comfort in knowing that they are being prayed for, and that they have support, God, and put your hand of healing on them, be it your will, Lord. We are submitted to your will, but we're not afraid to ask for healing. And so thank you for listening, and thank you for answering in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you ever find yourself wanting to pray but would like some ideas to enrich your prayer life, we'd like to help with that. Here's a practical prayer tip for you. This week's prayer tip is allow quiet time to invite the Holy Spirit to direct you on what to pray for. Season, the inspiration for this came by just I was reading in a book and they were talking about praying and having quiet time and reflecting on the scriptures that you read, but then sitting in silence for maybe even 30 minutes, it was prescribing. And just allowing your mind to contemplate those scriptures, but allowing God to kind of speak to you and guide what you should pray for when it's time to speak. Now, that's pretty challenging.
That's going to be a practice. I would say 30 minutes of quiet time for me, hello,
right,
would be a bit of a practice.
And it did. It suggested that you work your way to that and that you start where you're at. Maybe it's five for some, maybe it's 10, or maybe you're already there at half an hour, but... Amen. Contemplating the scriptures that you've been reading, but then also taking time in quiet, allowing the Holy Spirit to direct your time so that when it is time to pray, he leads you in that way.
I really like that. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so nice to have just these little bits to kind of help us walk out our prayer journey together, because we've got a lot of stuff going on in our lives, and it can just really feel too big sometimes.
That's right.
And so I like that.
Talking
to Jesus is a great thing.
Right.
But stopping to listen.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's it. And I'm not there yet, for the record. I'm not speaking as one who has attained, but we're in this thing together, and I'm going to give it a try, because I know that there's power in basking and being in the presence of God and in his word.
Amen.
Amen. Well, online family, don't forget to tell us where you're watching from. And if you haven't already, hit that share button so that the prayer coverage can keep going. You can find us at Let's Pray Live on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And for more guidance from the Word of God and more prayer, we'll be back on the other side of this break.
Welcome back to Let's Pray. Before we dive back in, we're inviting you to give us a call. 877-LET'S-PRAY is that number. Also, if you'd like to stay in touch through the week, you can find us on social at Let's Pray Live. There's extra content and prayer time there as well. You know, guys, we just want to do whatever we can to better support you.
That's right. And Susan, I just kind of want to take a minute as well while we're talking about individuals calling. Listen, family, I know each week we gather here and we have this time together, but can you imagine that there's someone somewhere who could be a beneficiary of this community, who's despondent, who may be down, mm-hmm. Going through something, and they feel like they have no one. You know, you could be in a room full of individuals and feel alone. Imagine individuals who don't have a community where they can tag into and plug into for prayer requests. So maybe someone needs to hear about Let's Pray. Let them know, point them in the direction. If they're a heavy Instagram user or Facebook user or Twitter user, let them know where to go, but also have them tune in and give them the number. Someone needs to hear that they are not alone and that God does hear and answer their prayers, and to have a community to gather and rally behind them as well.
That's right. I'm so grateful for the community members. Just for example, the community member, Jerry, that tagged me in a post for somebody else, and now we have a chance to pray for them. You know, and now I have another sister who's a mom who's dealing with a brachial plexus injury. So I got to tell you guys, in one more way, I feel like I'm less alone. Mm. Do you know that my son's journey and what he's been going through is in any way, shape, or form able to bless somebody else? And now I know I have another sister out there that I can be praying for, and we're less alone because of it. Guys, we all need this. Yeah. I mean, there's not a single person alive who doesn't need prayer. It's the universal language. So 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. Guys, we want to hear your voice. We want to know what's going on in your life. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for you guys, we can go to the Word.
That's right. We have some scripture here. So let's take a moment to turn to the Word of God for guidance.
Yeah, it's Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
That's
it says,
right.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
In all your ways, acknowledge him or submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Amen.
We know that's a familiar passage right there. But to be able to hear that, hey, there is direction for me, that if I am willing to acknowledge God in my life, you know, he will provide. He'll make my path straight. He will show me where to go. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're struggling with that right now. Maybe you don't know which way to go. And maybe you've been praying and you're still wondering. Well, while you're waiting for God to answer that prayer, we can take those prayer requests to you, can't we, Susan? There's nothing special inherently about us, but we're here to facilitate this experience. And while you're waiting on God to show you which way to go, we can pray with you until he answers.
I love that he's going to direct our paths, because we're talking about fulfilled promises.
That's
today.
Right.
And we don't always know how to get there. We don't even know what the promise is sometimes.
Yeah.
Guys, dig into the Word. And he really is directing our paths and guiding us along the way, because he wants to fulfill his promises to us more than we want him to.
Yeah.
He's such a good God.
He is. Season, young people come to me all the time and they call me, Pastor, how can I know what God has promised me? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell them, if you have the internet in any way, shape, or form, type in promises of God for stress or for anxiety or whatever, for healing, for finances. You can Google that. Mm-hmm. And there's a list of scriptures that'll come up that are promises for God. Technology has made it easy on us today.
You can hang your hat on those promises.
That's right.
Blessed is she who believed. All we have to do is, in that moment, it's simple, not easy necessarily, but take that moment and decide to believe, because we walk by faith.
That's right.
We don't walk by sight. We don't walk by feelings. We don't walk by anything. We walk by faith. And if we want to believe what the Word says about who he is, his promises to us, and the fact that he has a purpose for our lives, just dare. I dare you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. God is so good, you guys. Maybe you're looking for him who made to make your path straight. Let's submit all of our ways to Jesus today, guys. 877-LET'S-PRAY is that number to call. We're waiting to hear from you.
That's right.
Amen, right?
That's right. Well, I know, Season, you have some social media requests.
Sure do. Guys, we have such an awesome online community. So the first, I'd like to say hi to Nicola from Guyana, Mona Lisa from Florida. It's been a minute since I've seen your name, Mona Lisa. Sharon is writing in from New Jersey. How's it going, Sharon? Welcome. We're so glad that you're here with us. Carlene is asking for divine intervention. And I have to admit that there's so many times in my life, and I'm sure in the life of our community, where you've felt like a divine intervention is the only way that something is going to work out. And so we're lifting you up, Carlene, here in just a second for that divine intervention. Rio and her son Josh and Shine. So Rio wants prayer for them. Sharon is asking for prayer for Michelle Coleman, mourning the loss of a friend named Kevin. Rita says that she'd like prayer for her brother's heart transplant and a family that lost a loved one. And that Rita is having surgery tomorrow morning. So let's pray, family. Rita, she's on our Facebook page. Maybe if you're watching online as well, you can hop on and kind of like or comment that you're going to be lifting her up tomorrow. Guys, that's what it's about, being part of a community, talking to each other and praying for each other. So Joy says that her niece, Catherine, and boyfriend, Gabriel, she'd like prayer for them. Mina says, miracle alert. I like that. That's pretty cute. She says that she's had an issue with bleeding for weeks, but miraculously it stopped and she felt perfectly healthy and the bleeding stopped before it should have. That's a blessing. Praise God for that. Camille says that she is in an abusive marriage and wants out, but doesn't know how to get away. Pause.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Friends and family, okay? Sometimes just leave isn't the easiest answer in the world, okay? And I know that if maybe you haven't been in the scenario like that, it seems like that's an easy way out. But having been in an abusive relationship in the past, a lot of times we're almost shocked that we find ourselves in that scenario. It freezes us at times.
That's right.
And so, Mario, I got to tell you, as a therapist, can you speak to that at all?
It's a process, Season, and without going into much detail, identifying where she's at, identifying her resources, and really making it a matter of prayer as to what she needs to do next. I wish that I could speak more into her circumstance.
Right. I know it's a very small amount of information,
but identify your resources, identify your support. And really take advantage of what you have at your fingertips and be watching to see what the hand of God is telling you to do next. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Camille, I just want to commend you on your honesty and your strength in reaching out. I believe that's from Jesus as well.
Right.
She continues saying that doesn't know how to get away. Her 33-year-old son who has 2 blood clots, she'd like prayer for him. She says he smokes, so that can complicate things, and that Jesus would intervene in his life and pray for her daughter Jennifer and her children. And then thank you, Jesus, for healing Dennis from cancer.
All right.
So that's quite a few things. I know you have somebody, do you?
We actually have Keisha calling in from Georgia. Keisha, so good to hear from you. How can we pray with you or praise with you today?
Yes, so happy I just tuned in. It's my first time seeing you guys, but it couldn't be a better time.
Wow. Keisha, welcome. You have a global family now.
Hey.
That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
So what's your prayer request?
My prayer request right now, I've been going through some challenging things. I just got let go probably like in October with my job. And also my daughter, my oldest daughter, Raquel, has been struggling with her sexuality.
Mm. Okay. Wow. Thank you so much for being transparent about this. I guess the prayer request is that God would lead her or direct her. In this time of confusion?
Yes. I've tried my best. You know, Raquel has been raised in a 2-parent home. You know, there's so much out there now, you know, in school.
Yes.
And I just, I've done all I can do. We read that, you know, read our Bible together. I've been taking her to a church that I started joining.
Mm-hmm. How old is she, Keisha?
She's 17. She's in the 12th grade.
Okay. All right. I want to encourage you, Keisha. I often see individuals your daughter's age for therapy every week. We're going to pray for you. But I just want to encourage you to be whatever type of support that you can be to her. You can direct her into paths of righteousness, but give her the space to figure it out, but also allow her to know that she's being supported in whatever way that you can, okay? I know that it's difficult, but that's when they need your support. Doesn't mean approval, but support. There's a difference, okay? God bless you, Keisha, and thank you so much for calling. We really hope to hear from you again soon.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Aww.
So glad she's part of the community now. It's just one more person that we can throw our arms around.
And, that's right.
And Keisha, you know, you can throw your arms around some of the community members as well. So we're just really glad to hear from you. Let's go ahead and pray.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Father God, thank you so much for Keisha. It is a blessing to have her in the fold of our family. Mm-hmm. Lord, she said it's a crucial time, and I see why. There are a number of things going on in her life, God. She was let go from her job in October, and so I imagine that she's concerned about her finances. These are serious things, God. Serious because we don't have any control over them. But also serious because it impacts her life and her day-to-day. But we are taking it to a God who has all power in his hand. And Lord, I pray that you would provide, that you would be Jehovah Jireh to Keisha in the name of Jesus, that you provide for her every need, God, until you give her employment. And don't just give her just a job, we pray, God. Give her something that will help her impact the lives of those around her, and that would be to your glory. Lord, also for her daughter, Raquel, Lord, who's struggling with her sexuality. Real people, real problems, but we take it to a real God. I pray that you will help Keisha to understand how she is to support her daughter. She is putting so many things in place. But I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that their connection would be stronger for this trial, but also, Lord, that Raquel would have deliverance and direction, that there would not be a spirit of confusion, God, but that she would understand what she needs to do next and what you're calling her to. That is our prayer, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, I want to continue this prayer and ask for, Carlene is asking for divine intervention in Rio for her son Josh and Shine. Sharon, Father Redan from New Jersey, asking for prayer for Michelle, who's lost their friend Kevin, for Rita, for Joy. Father, for Mina, thank you for the miracle in her life, for Camille, Jesus. And Lord, for our friends and family in Guyana and Florida and Jersey as well, Jesus, thank you for these requests. And Lord, I'm grateful especially that you are the God who already knew the requests, that you see, that you hear, and that you are a God who moves. You are not far away and distant. So we thank you for the way that you're intervening on behalf of each one of these requests. And Father, we are looking forward to praise reports from each one of them. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
We'd like to leave you with some encouragement to hang on to this week. Our promise of the day comes from the book of John, chapter 16, verse 24. And it says, until now, you have not asked me for anything in my name. And ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Mm. The joy is guaranteed when we ask according to the will of God.
Amen.
It's because he will then have permission to direct our paths, according to Proverbs. And that's where we'll see that joy. Once again, not always feeling a happiness, but having a peace about us in the midst of our circumstance. And that text says, ask.
Yes.
Until now, you have not asked, but it says, ask and you shall receive and your joy will be made full.
I like that, made full or made complete.
Yeah.
So there's an image maybe that in process we've got some joy, but it's not quite complete,
right,
that the Lord can work it out with us. Yeah. I love that, that he's okay working it out with us.
That's
and
it.
I mean, praise Jesus for that, because we don't have it all together. Amen?
Right. Amen.
So thank you, Jesus, for loving people in process.
That's right.
All right.
Well, at this point, we're going to have our final prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the life of Mary and her example and her submission to you. May we be reassured today that your promises are sure and that you will fulfill them in our lives. Bless our community. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, it has been a sheer joy and a pleasure going over this topic today. And, you know, let's pray, family. Remember that we're here during the week as well, mm-hmm. that there's going to be people praying until midnight. I mean, there's opportunity to connect so that you know you're not alone. Amen.
That's right. That's right. And thank you for being with us today. Remember, Jesus loves you and so do we. Join us again next week. Our live program is on Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
Wednesday.
That's right.
So follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Guys, it's at Let's Pray Live. And don't forget, pray for your fellow community members, too. Click like and share. You know, you can also hang out with the prayer partners. They're praying with you until midnight Eastern time. And guys, we'll see you next week, next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.